Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for July 20th. Here are this week's best bets. For onophiles, the Connecticut Wine Festival returns Saturday and Sunday to the Goshen Fairgrounds, 116 Old Middle Street, featuring tastings from 16 local wineries, locally produced specialty foods, live music, and craft displays. Food is available for purchase. A live grape stomp happens Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. The festival runs from noon to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $35. For information, call 860-216-6439 or visit the website ctwine.com/wine-festival. Ohm Street. West Hartford Yoga returns with yoga on LaSalle Road, a free outdoor yoga class that attracts thousands to West Hartford Center on Saturday at 8 a.m. Arrive at least 15 minutes ahead of time to secure a spot. The owner and director of YWHY, Barbara Rosansky, leads the 75-minute class, and Didge Drum provides live music. For information, call 860-953-YOGA, Y-O-G-A, or visit the website westhartfordyoga.com. Bacon lovers, alert! The New London Food Truck Festival returns Saturday at 6 p.m. at the New London City Pier on State Street with food trucks, live music, and kids' activities. Each food truck will feature an item with bacon. For information, call 860-443-3786 or visit the website downtownnewlondonassociation.com. Monster Jam. Mutant, Gravedigger, and Monster Mutt are just a few of the trucks expected for the Monster Jam at Stafford Motor Speedway in Stafford Springs Saturday and Sunday. Ride truck experiences are both days at noon and Saturday at 6 p.m. after gates open. Shows are at 1 and 7 p.m. Saturday and 1 p.m. Sunday. Tickets start at $19. For tickets or information, visit the website monsterjam.com. The Hotchkiss School presents 2017 Summer Piano Concerts. Free and open. Five-year anniversary gala, Fabio and Giselle Witkowski with the Fine Arts Quartet, Saturday, July 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Yuri Bogdanov, July 25th at 7:30 p.m. Oksana Yablonskaya, July 27th, 7:30 p.m. Young Artist Concerts, July 22nd and 23rd at 4 p.m., July 26th and 28th at 7:30 p.m. The July 26th concert will be outdoors at Fairfield Farm, weather permitting. The grand finale concert takes place Saturday, July 29th at 7:30 p.m. For information, call 860-435-3775 or visit the website www.hotchkiss.org/summer-concerts. The CT Now Taste of Greater Hartford Yummer Summer is taking place now through July 30th, with signature summer dishes and special fixed-priced multi-course menus. Prices are $20.17 and $30.17 per person. Participating restaurants include Adams Mill, Bin 228, Black Eyed Sally's, Capital Grill, Carbone's Restaurant, City Steam Brewery, Costa del Sol, Coyote Flaco, Dish Bar and Grill, Firebox, First and Last Tavern in Glastonbury, and First and Last Tavern in Hartford, J Restaurant and Bar, Max Amour, Max Fish, On 20, Park and Oak, Randy's Worcester Street Pizza, Salute, Sorella, Tavern on Keeney Park, Ted's Montana Grill, The Nutshell Cafe, Three Figs, Trumbull Kitchen, Tunxus Grill, USS Chowder Pot, and Vivo. For information, visit the website ctnow.com/Taste of Hartford. The Craft Beer and Roots Music Festival takes place Sunday, July 23rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with barbecue pork, brats, burgers, and more. There'll be 19 New England breweries, 15 roots, bluegrass, country, and folk bands and musicians. This all takes place at Old Sturbridge Village. For information, visit the website www.osv.org. From the music section in Rock Music News, Pyrotechnic Gabrels by John Adamian. Reeves Gabrels is an American guitarist who's played with some giants of English rock, most notably with The Cure and David Bowie. Gabrels can coax all kinds of sounds from a guitar. Gabrels makes his guitar chime and toll or wash and ripple with both a metallic clarity and a smoky haze. He can work a whammy bar like Eddie Van Halen. He often works with a singing and lacerating sustain. On some of his projects, you'll hear guitar heroics, pyrotechnic displays of shredding, adventurous improvisation, and face-melting textural wizardry. But just as often, Gabrels plays with a kind of coiled, high-gain snarl and compressed rock attitude that links to artists like Joe Walsh and even The Cult. Gabrels mastered all kinds of styles so that he could then discard the rules and do his own unconventional thing. He's a player who takes a little pleasure in rubbing people the wrong way. Reeves Gabrels takes the stage at Cafe 9, 250 State Street in New Haven, Tuesday at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10 to $12. For tickets or information, call 203-789-8281 or visit the website cafe9.com. Singer-songwriter Adventurous Wallfish by John Adamian. London-born singer and songwriter Joanna Wallfish has a new record, Blood and Bone, set for release. The record deals with themes of heartbreak and healing. Wallfish, who lives in Brooklyn now, plays ukulele, guitar, and piano. Not long ago, she did a 16-date tour up a stretch of the West Coast, traveling by bicycle. She's also worked with children in the slums of India. Wallfish comes from a family of classical musicians. Her grandmother was a German Jew who survived Auschwitz, as in part because she played the cello. Wallfish is an artist who likes to get out and engage with the world to keep in touch with the feeling of being alive and sharing that with listeners in her music. Wallfish has paid tribute to two Canadian giants of poetic folk music, Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell. But Wallfish's music is also informed by jazz, which she studied in school, both in the clarity of tone and the adventuresomeness of phrasing. As she's matured as a singer and songwriter, Wallfish has confidently moved toward a more stripped-down style that draws as much on folk and pop. Joanna Wallfish performs at the Side Door, 85 Lime Street in Old Lyme, Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $30. For tickets or information, call 860-434-0886 or visit the website thesidedoorjazz.com. In more rock news, Drive-By Truckers, Southern Poets by John Adamian. In America, people make all kinds of silly and narrow-minded assumptions about musicians and non-musicians, too, based on race, gender, and other factors. Being from certain regions of the country, especially the South, can trigger a slew of knee-jerk expectations about the kinds of music people will make and perspectives they'll have. Drive-By Truckers are a band associated with Alabama, and they've embraced the challenge of probing the complexities of white Southern identity in their stoic, poetic Southern rock. They sound a little like Doug Sam and Tom Petty, but they've got the storytelling gene of Bruce Springsteen. They've just finished celebrating their 20th anniversary as a band, and frontman Patterson Hood and crew are understandably proud to still be vital 2 decades into the rock life, with their 2016 record, American Band, hitting the most political notes of their career. While writing material for that album, Hood also wrote a thoughtful op-ed piece about the South and the Confederate flag in the wake of the church massacre by the white supremacist in Charleston, South Carolina, in 2015. This is a hand that has the heft, intelligence, and nuance to tackle the subject of racism, history, heritage, and how symbol can get hijacked. Drive-By Truckers perform at Infinity Hall, 2 Front Street in Hartford, on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $29 to $64. For tickets or information, call 866-666-6306 or visit the website infinityhall.com. In pop music news, a down-to-earth Alessia Cara by John Adamian. Italian-Canadian singer Alessia Cara was 13 when she started posting videos of herself singing on YouTube. She was shy at first, but she was committed to pursuing a career in music and performing publicly. It took her a few years, but she got discovered through her videos when she was 17. She released her solo debut in 2015. She just turned 21 this month. Cara made a decision early on to let image and hype take a back seat to songs and music. Cara is also committed to presenting herself in an unvarnished, down-to-earth, and true-to-life fashion. She's the rare pop star who doesn't seem destined to for tabloid scandals. Her first single, Here, was basically about being at a lame party with people that the singer doesn't really like or want to hang out with. It's sort of an antisocial anthem, one that gets played at parties now. Her hit, Scars to Your Beautiful, is one of those anthems to loving yourself and having hope and triumph over pain. She also performed an award-winning song on the Moana soundtrack. Alessia Cara performs at the Grand Theater at Foxwoods, 350 Trolley Line Boulevard in Mashantucket, Friday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 and $45. For tickets or information, visit the website foxwoods.com. In theater news, Love's Labor's Right for Summer Viewing by Christopher Arnott. The Capital Classics presentations at the University of St. Joseph are so simple, unassuming, and unadorned that they're more about resting on a comfortable lawn than having to get too deeply involved in a Shakespeare play. Love's Labor's Lost is ideal for such a leisurely midsummer relaxation. The comedy's titular labor is Abstinence, the King of Navarre and his three lords, Longueville, Denaine, and Barone, have decided to give up women for a while so they can concentrate on their studies. Their heterosexuality is apparently not in doubt. Just as they make this vow, they are visited by the irresistible Princess of France and her equally attractive attendants, Maria, Catherine, and Rosaline. How comically convenient. Throw in some misdelivered mash notes, a scene of mistaken identities, it's amazing how much a lady's veil can mask, and a show within a show that approaches the silliness of the Pyramus and Thisbe scene in A Midsummer Night's Dream, and you're all set for a pleasant spell on the lawn. Recited without microphones and lightly staged by David Watson, this is harmless fluff that works best when the actors aren't trying too hard. The heavier the costumes or the comic accents, the more the production loses its way. It's a question of grandstanding versus being part of an ensemble. The offenders are, as Shakespeare might put it, not generous, not gentle, not humble. Among the most engaging performers are Corey Weldon, who flits amusingly as Moth, the page boy of Don Adriano di Armato, without going into comic overdrive. Eddie De Jesus Diaz as the befuddled constable Anthony Dull, and Caitlin Herity as the Princess of France. The princess is the only character in the play who must contend with a personal issue more serious than a momentarily broken heart. Herity comes off as sensible, forthright, and worthy of the king's attention, striving to live up to every description of her in the play: fair, dear, admired, sweet. For a show where sexism and chauvinism drive the plot, having several minor male characters portrayed by women, including Capital Classics co-founder Laura Sheehan as the mustachioed attendant Boyer and Deborah Walsh as the curate Nathaniel, is an intriguing choice. A ripe current events comic opportunity is missed when a group of alleged Russians crash the party. Capital Classics goes with antiquated Cossack-style Russians who do Kazatsky kicks rather than ripping a riff from this month's news headlines. The set is a simple yet effective platform framed by two pillars, with a surprise special effect that emerges quietly after a couple of scenes. Nothing jarring. Like most of the show, it's as cool as running water. Love's Labor's Lost has always seemed unnecessarily long at 2.5 hours, but that's Shakespeare's fault. Capital Classics provides a 15-minute intermission after the fourth of the show's five acts. Constant declarations of love, repetitive romantic confusions, too much attention paid to the word pricket. One could take issue with some of the overacting and some tedious talky scenes that could use some of the pageantry that director David Watson brings to so many of the characters' entrances and interactions. But it's hard to get worked up about a show that's so cleanly and clearly presented on such a beautiful lawn in West Hartford on a warm summer's night. Love's Labor's Lost by William Shakespeare is performed outdoors on the campus of the University of St. Joseph, 1678 Asylum Avenue in West Hartford. performances are Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 5:30 p.m., continuing through July 30th. If it's raining, performances are at the university's Hoffman Auditorium. Tickets are $15, $10 for students and seniors. For tickets or information, call 860-218-0300 or visit the website capitalclassics.org. That's capitalclassics.org. In comedy news, Judd Apatow does stand-up in Ridgefield. Before he was a famous comedy writer and film producer, Judd Apatow was an aspiring stand-up comedian. As a teenager, he interviewed dozens of well-known comics, from Steve Allen to Jerry Seinfeld. Those talks were published in the book Sick in the Head, and a sequel is reportedly on the way. Apatow has continued doing stand-up, including current events material about Donald Trump and Bill Cosby, at clubs and theaters around the country. He cracks wise Sunday at the Ridgefield Playhouse, 80 East Ridge, with Wayne Fetterman, who also is an author and musician, opening the 7 p.m. show. Tickets are $35 to $55. For tickets or information, call 203-438-5795 or visit the website ridgefieldplayhouse.org. Bring your four-legged friend for an evening of music, food, and fun, benefiting animal welfare. It all takes place at the Shops at Farmington Valley. It's the Hartford Current Yappy Hour. The Shops at Farmington Valley are in Canton. The event takes place Friday, August 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. They'll be accepting cash donations for and new pet supplies and food. There'll be music, food and drink samples, yappetizers, vendors, adoption info, adoption meet and greets, doggy bags for first 150 donations, and a best dress contest and more. Dogs must be on a leash, friendly, obedient, and up to date on all required vaccines. For additional information, visit the website current.com/yappy, Y-A-P-P-Y, hour. For family entertainment, see the Kidsville Cuckoo Review. The kids will sing and dance along with Singosaurus and his crew at the free Kidsville Cuckoo Review concert from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Manchester Bandshell, 60 Bidwell Street. Check the website or call 860-432-7728 after 5 p.m. for weather updates. For additional information, visit the website ManchesterBandshell.com. Treehouse Comedy at Bobby V's presents The Lovely Ladies of Laughter, featuring Marion Groden, Linda Belt, Kim DeShields, and Jess Miller, Saturday, August 19th at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. There'll be preferred seating with dinner reservations. For more information and tickets, visit the website treehousecomedy.com or call 203-230-8700. Here's what's happening live at the Kate in Old Saybrook. July 20th to the 27th, National Theater Live in HD, Angels in America. Millennium Approaches Angels in America, Perestroika. For more information, visit the website thekate.org. July 21st, The Fog Cutters, Fog Cutters deliver a brand new take on what a big band is and can be. With 13 horns, a burnin' five-piece rhythm section, they balance subtlety and power by playing their own unique blended sound. July 22nd and 23rd, The Kingston Trio. In 1957, The Kingston Trio emerged from San Francisco's North Beach club scene, bringing the rich tradition of American folk music into the mainstream. Through changing times and changing faces, the trio has played on, remaining popular for a simple reason: great songs that sound as good today as the first time you heard them. July 28th, Eddie the Chief Clearwater. A Chicago legend, Clearwater is an intense, flamboyant, blues-rocking showman. He's equally comfortable playing the deepest, most heartfelt blues or rocking good-time party music. July 29th, Bo Bolero, The Music of Steely Dan. Close your eyes and you'll be there. It's everything they say. This statement is more than a line from a Steely Dan tune. It's a repeated critique from thousands of people who've seen and heard Bo Bolero live in concert. They play all the hits and more. August 3rd, an intimate evening with Ricky Lee Jones. Two-time Grammy winner Ricky Lee Jones exploded onto the pop scene in 1978 and has made a career of fearlessly experimenting with her sound and persona over 15 critically acclaimed albums. For tickets or information, call 860-510-0453 or visit the website thekate.org. Here's more family entertainment. Saturday, the 103rd birthday party for Bushnell Park's Carousel at 11 a.m. held at Carousel's Pavilion in downtown Hartford's Bushnell Park. Activities will include face painting, music, carving and painting demonstrations, miniature train rides around Bushnell Park, magicians, balloon twisters, and costume characters to entertain visitors. At 11 a.m., events will kick off with the crowd singing Happy Birthday to the merry-go-round. Birthday cake served at 1 p.m. at no charge while supplies last. There'll be free rides all day at Bushnell Park in Hartford. For information, call 860-585-5411 or visit the website thecarouselmuseum.org. Fairfield Sidewalk Sale and Street Fair takes place at 10 a.m. Fun for the whole family with an inflatable bounce house, face painting, and balloon artist, as well as character visits. It's free in on Sherman Green in Fairfield. For information, visit the website fairfieldct.org/sidewalk sale. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the CT Now section of the Hartford Current for July 20th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.